Well, I'm back with yet another update from the 2017 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, and this time around we've ran into the Nokomis FFA chapter. We have a couple of members to catch up with. One of them is Cody Nodal. Cody, we visited with you before. You're president this year, but it's your first time attending National FFA Convention. So what was your initial opinion? Did you think there was going to be this many people? What do you think about conventions so far?
So far, convention, about the first word that popped into my mind was just, wow. It's incredible to just look around and see this national organization. And everywhere you look, there's always Blue Jackets. And it's just incredible. I mean, I was speechless whenever I came and saw how many people are involved in FFA and how big this actually was.
That's typically the response I get from people when it's their first year. So great that it was that way for you, too. What have you guys been up to? I think you got in yesterday. So what have you been occupying yourselves with so far?
Well, last night when we first came in, we went to a pumpkin patch and vegetable farm and had a tour there and learned about the history of the farm. The farm was almost 100 years old, and they were getting ready to celebrate that. Then they were having their own fall festival, and that was neat. And we have some other fun activities, I think, planned, and maybe going to some more sessions like we did this morning.
Right. Sounds good. Talking about the chapter back at home, you guys haven't had too many contests yet, you told me this year, but you did have some construction work with something on the football field.
Yeah, we actually worked on reinstalling the door, which was on the north side of the 50-yard house, and we put that on the west side and modified the stairing and cut out some tin to make that a little easier to get in and out of for the coaches on the football games.
And not only have you been busy with FFA at school and other things, I know you live on a farm, and I last talked to you, harvest was just getting started. So how has harvest gone, and how far along are you guys?
Harvest has gone pretty well. We're a little bit wet right now. We've came really close to finishing up our beans. We've still got just a little bit left on beans and a little bit of double crops, but we were kind of waiting for that to dry out because in some of those fields it was a little muddy, and then we still got our fair share of corn. We've got quite a bit left in that area there.
All right, well, we hope everything goes well as you guys wrap up harvest for the year and maybe a few more weeks. We're going to be talking with one of your classmates, Cade Tester. Cade is so excited to be visiting with us today. Cade, tell us a little bit about yourself, if you live on a farm, and maybe just what grade you're in and stuff like that.
I'm a junior at Nokomis High School, and I live on a farm. We raise hogs. We rent out our buildings to Marvin Johnson. We have them weaned all the way up to finishing, and then he takes them back and takes them to the market. And we do crop or soybeans, wheat, and corn, and rye a little bit.
So what do you help out with on the farm?
Well, I mostly run the tractor around there, haul manure, or I mow around the farm, bush hog, and that's about it.
So how has harvest gone for your family this year so far?
Well, we're pretty much done with corn. All we have left now is double crop beans, and I think they started yesterday on double crop, so they're probably almost done.
All right, and since you live on a farm, I imagine you've got a record book of some kind, so tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I have my own mowing business. Me and Caden Reynolds, we mow all around Nokomis. We go all the way up to Staunton area. We probably have about 15 yards that we mow now, and it's done pretty great this year, except now it's getting to the end of the year now, so it's just dying down.
We've been visiting with the Nokomis FFA chapter, Cody Nodal, president for the chapter, and Cade Tester, one of his fellow members. Thank you guys so much. This has been another update from the 2017 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. I'm Katie Wilson on FM 106.